Bones to bulk. What comes to mind when you hear that? For me, when I originally titled everything Bones to Bulk, it was my own life's journey. It was what I knew. And now I'm on the other end of that spectrum, right? I'm not the bones anymore. I'm the, for lack of better terms, the bulkier version of that, right? So now what? Where do you go when you've started to hit your goals? Because I know a lot of people are on the path and respectable. I was on the path for an extremely long time, and it's a long fucking haul. It is. There's no easy way. There's no quick fix. There's no take this pill and magically get where you need to get. It's a lot of hard work and a lot of questioning, am I doing the right thing? But there is a point where you start to hit those goals, and then you have to ask yourself, now what? Now what? Because I've been working towards this for so long, but I don't know what to do now. That's what I want to talk about today. And we're going to go deep. And if you're not ready for that, I apologize, but you need to get ready because this is going to be good. Let's go.
The future of fitness.
How do you gain muscle mass?
Fitness is not complicated. It's simple when you break it down.
There's so much information out there.
No fads, no diets, just plain simple habits.
You're listening to the Bones to Bulk podcast.
Maybe it's getting close to 40 that has me questioning a lot of things in life. Maybe it's hitting my goals and then kind of re-questioning, like, now what? Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's just this season of life, but I've had a lot of weird questions lately, and I'm going to share them, and I'm going to preface this with, I don't have the answers. I don't think many of us have all the answers, and I think that's okay to admit sometimes. I think we feel often that we have to know everything, that we've got to have all of our ducks in a row, all of our shit in line, and in reality, that I don't think that happens. I think we can bullshit our way through that, but I don't think that we really have stuff figured out as much as we would like to let on. So this is going to be different. This is going to be good. If you're not following me on social media, please, whatever your social media preference is of choice, I'm on all of them. If you are on Instagram, Threads, or Twitter, you can find me at Brian_Parady. That's Parady. And if you are on YouTube, Pinterest, or TikTok, you can find me at Bones to Bulk. And I will have those linked in the show notes. But without further ado, let's dive into this so-called thing called life. A couple hours ago, walking in the kitchen, my wife's working in the dining room on our laptop. Kids are upstairs talking to their friends. And I kind of just out of nowhere, I asked my wife, I'm like, what's the meaning of life? What do you think? And she kind of laughed, and we both laughed for a minute. And neither of us really had an answer. And while, yeah, we don't have to necessarily figure out the meaning of life, right? We're not going there necessarily, but it leads a lot to question about fitness. Fitness has been a huge part of my identity, a huge part of my life for so many years now. So many years. I was 25 when I started taking things seriously, so I'm almost 14 years into this journey. And I'm at a point now where I don't necessarily push myself a lot. I maintain. And whether that's good, whether that's bad, I don't really want to get into all that. For me, for this season right now, maintaining is good for me. And so that's what I'm going with. And we all know what season we're in, right? You know if you're in the season where you need to push yourself. You know if you're in the season where you just need to maintain. And you know if you're just in the season where you need to kind of almost take a rest and recharge, right? There's different seasons that we go through. Life is full of seasons. Life is not this linear timeline that we're on where everything stays the same all the time. There are peaks, there are valleys, there's everything in between. And it can be difficult to navigate that. So again, I don't know if it's just the season of life, if it's getting close to 40 that's making me question things, but I'm really trying to figure out, like, what is the true purpose of fitness? What is the goal of fitness at this stage in my life? And is it enough to define me? And you know what I'm saying? Like, for so long, I was called skinny. I was called, like, you'll never get fit. You'll never have muscle because you're so freaking skinny. Like, I heard that my whole life, right? And then I defied those odds, and I learned what shit I needed to do, and I did said shit, and now I'm not skinny anymore, right? Now I have muscle mass. Now I know what to do, and I can help other people, and I hope that I've been able to help you if you're listening to this and have been a long-term listener. But what's beyond that? What comes after that? Because I'm not trying to genderfy anything, but I'm speaking from my own personal knowledge as a dude. And we wrap a lot of our identity up in, do we feel strong? And that doesn't necessarily mean just from a fitness perspective, although that is a big part of it. But I mean, just from, are we strong as a father? Are we strong as a husband? Are we strong as a partner? Are we strong as a employee or boss or whatever our roles are in life, right? We have all these different hats that we put on, and we have to ask ourselves, like, what am I strong in? What am I weak in? And it can be daunting. It can be depressing, depending on what your answer is to that. It can be encouraging. Like, we're all trying to juggle so many things, right? I know for me, like, my job, my family, my kids, being, you know, there for them, being able to help provide, being able to be a well-rounded person with different interests, and on top of that, maintain my fitness. And there's all these things, right? There's all these pressures that society puts on us as men, as women. We have all these things pressing in on us, all these societal norms, so to speak. Oh, you should be this, you should be that, you should look like this, you should look like that, right? And it can be really confusing when we take a step back and ask ourselves, like, what the hell should my life look like? Should it look like what I'm seeing on TV? Should it look like what I'm seeing on social media? You know, I don't know what your feed looks like. I get a lot of fitness people in my feeds, obviously, because I'm posting about fitness stuff a lot. Not so much recently. I've kind of taken a step back, in case you haven't noticed, if you followed me. And I'm realizing I don't fit the mold of a lot of these fitness influencers out there. And that's not a bad thing, in my opinion. Like, I don't necessarily want to fit that mold. It's a different lifestyle than what I want. I want to be healthy, but I don't want to be healthy because I want to be some influencer. I want to be healthy because I want to keep up with my kids and grandkids eventually and be around for the long haul, right? I want to be the best version of myself for all the people in my life, not so that I can take some cool pictures with the right lighting and the right angles and look badass on Instagram. Nothing wrong with that, but it's just not my cup of tea, right? And so as I navigate these questions that I've been asking myself of, you know, what does it look like to be a strong individual? 15 years ago, I would have told you, well, it means having a lot of muscle, being bulky, right? Because that's what that season of my life was. I was 110% into doing everything I could to gain muscle. I would eat until I was ready to barf. I was eating 4,500 calories a day of clean calories. And let me tell you, that's a lot of stuff that you've got to eat to get there, right? And that's okay. For my life, for that moment, that was what I needed. I needed that. I needed that focus, that laser focus to get me to where I'm at today. I needed that discipline, that drive, that chasing after this one particular goal. I needed that in my life at that time. And so it was pivotal. Like, I zero regrets whatsoever. But I don't need that now where I'm at. That's not my driving force in life. You know, there's a lot of animosity, for lack of a better word, in the world right now, I feel like. I feel like more than ever, any other time that I've been alive in history, like, I feel like there's so much. People are on edge. People are edgy. And I get it. I get both sides to that edginess. Like, there's a lot of problems, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of pressure, there's just a lot in life. Like, let's be real. And so as I've been kind of looking at this outlook on life, right, of this animosity that I'm seeing, this on edgeness, and I feel like we are so ready to die on a hill for something that we don't even know if we believe in. And I say that because I want to ask questions more than I give answers. I know some shit about some shit. We all do, right? We all have our own niche in the world where we're pretty knowledgeable. And that's a great thing. It's a great thing to be able to impart. Like, I love being able to help people with fitness. I love being able to answer questions and things that are confusing for people, being able to clarify that. And I also love being able to go to people who know things that I don't know, whether it's about fitness, whether it's about mental health, where it's about how to be a better father, how to be a better husband. There's people that I go to in my life. Granted, a lot of them aren't in-person people. They're people that I pay money to, or people that I watch on YouTube, or people that I listen to in podcast to get this insight, right? Because more than anything, I want to expand where I'm at. To me, to bring it back to what makes us strong. Each day that goes by, I believe more and more what makes us strong is the ability to look beyond what's within, to look beyond what I know and ask myself, what do others know that I don't? What can I learn from this person, even if they might think a little bit different than me? What can I learn from this culture that goes very against the culture that I've been brought up in? What can I learn from this author who presents these ideas that go very contrary to what I've been taught my whole life? What can I learn to be better to every single person that I come in contact with? To me, right now, that is strength. It's not how much can I bench press. Cool, I can bench press a lot. That's cool. And for a long time, that was a sole goal of mine, right? To get up to a certain amount on bench press. But now it's shifted. And it's like, yeah, don't get me wrong. My health is still a super important part of my life. There's not a day go by that I don't think about my health or my fitness or what I'm eating or what I'm working out. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that stuff's not important at all. But what I'm saying is it's a piece to the puzzle. And I haven't figured out all the other pieces. I've got that piece nailed down. And now I want to build a full picture. So again, I know I've gone pretty lengthy with this, lengthier than I typically go, and I'm sorry for that. I felt like this was a really important episode and I really wanted to get this out. So my question to you, and please, when I ask this, I want you to hit me up on whatever social media platform. Like I said, I am everywhere. I'm on Instagram and TikTok and Threads and Facebook and Pinterest and YouTube. Like, you can find me anywhere. My digital footprint is insane. Please, please hit me up and tell me right now, this season that you are in, what is the definition of strength for you? Because I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, want to know. I want to learn. I want to know what you are going through, what you are questioning. So shoot me a message, please. I would love that. I'd love to connect with you and talk about it. All right, I'm going to wrap this up here. Again, I know I usually keep these to 10 minutes, and this one was a little bit longer. So thank you for bearing with. And I want to just say, I know how fucking heavy life can be sometimes. It can be heavy, but there is so much good out there. There truly, genuinely is. So do not give up on you. Do not give up on the people around you. You are fucking worth every ounce of energy you pour into yourself to become a better person. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Please, again, reach out, hit me up. Until next time, you freaking got this.